So Hare Krishna, I would like to summarize. Yes, first of all, thank you very much for coming. I hope you are awake. Some of us have chanted and danced throughout the whole night. I must also thank all of you. I have gotten such a good taste in the chanting yesterday. Especially, I very much liked the different kirtans. Aditi Dukaha remains a miracle for me. I really would like to encourage all of you to make a kirtan, to make your life a kirtan culture, then you have no problem. The whole night I was going in my bed, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Up till 9:30 in the morning, Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Today I have a very, let me say, important seminar for you. It will be a simple one, not so, because we are all a little, we have not slept sufficiently in the night. But I'm confident that you will get a lot of spiritual insights from it. Just to refresh our memory, I would like to make a summary of yesterday's seminar. We spoke of the divided self with an analogy of the two dogs or two natures which fight in our own hearts. Yes. This subject matter is also highlighted in Leo Tolstoy's a book, Father Sergei. Yes, you know this? It's about a Christian priest who is very good and has good intentions, but then Maya is just so strong and his material tendencies pull him down into material life. And then he again becomes a priest and I have not read it, but I have heard it from Gaur Krishna Prabhu this morning. Yes, in our own hearts there are these two natures. In previous times there was a demonic nature outside in somewhere, in some corners of the universe. Then in a different yuga the demons came on the same planet. Then in the Dvarapa Yuga, the Yuga just preceding this age, the demons came in the same family. There were saints and demons. And now, the two natures are in our own chest. Oh, says Goethe, two souls reside in my chest. Goethe is a German. That one soul is making only frustration for the other soul. My dear devotees, the war is inside. In the heart. Therefore, if you are not prepared to go a little bit deeper and address the issues in your own heart, you will only practice Krishna consciousness on a very superficial and finally not a very successful level. Yesterday we gave the solution for the divided self. And we remembered Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj's last instruction to me. That dog, or that nature, let us say nature here, that nature will win whom you give most of the food, whom you feed. When you leave Anapa, the festival part 2 starts. Please seriously consider this. Feeding my spiritual nature is festival part 2. And then when we meet next year in the Anapa Festival 2006, we will see strong devotees. Now the greatest, the greatest help which we can get in this endeavor is from the spiritual master. And I would, because in the service of the spiritual master, one gets what is called in Sanskrit rati rasa, or the taste of love. Someone who has the taste of love in his heart, he will not have to fight with his two natures. By the attraction of his spiritual love, he will always be pulled towards Krishna. If you have to do something, you will have to force yourself. But if you love to do something, it goes very nice. Let us make an experiment. This experiment comes from psychology, but we will make it a little Krishna conscious. Please fold your hands and bring them before the chest. And then repeat after Raja Renu. After Raja Renu. Oh. I have to chant my rounds. Second part of the experiment. Oh. I love to chant my rounds. Was there a difference in feeling? When you say, I have to do this, you don't like to do it. I remember I did not like to go to school. I had to go to school. And my parents had to hire a servant to force me to bring me actually to school, because I was always running away. And I remember I one day ate some berries which made me sick, just so that I had an excuse to not go to school. Yes, But nowadays, I love to go to lessons on Krishna consciousness. I'm pulled by my attraction. So in the service of the spiritual master, we get this love and this attraction, this rati rasa. There is a very nice verse for those of you who take notes. It comes in the 3rd canto, 7th chapter, text 19. By serving the feet of the spiritual master, one is enabled to develop transcendental ecstasy in the service of the personality of Godhead. Krishna is the unchangeable enemy of the Madhu demon. And if one serves Krishna, all one's material distresses are taken away. So it is said, rati raso. Rati raso means one gets a loving attraction to the Supreme Personality of Godhead if one serves the Supreme, the Spiritual Master. If you want to make advancement in love and rati rasa, you know, spiritual attraction to Krishna, you must serve the person who has this rati rasa. Once a devotee said, I don't want Krishna. I want bhakti for Krishna. Because even if Krishna would stand right in front of you, if you would have no bhakti for Krishna, you would say, so what? But if Krishna is far away and you have bhakti in your heart, Krishna enters your heart. So get this bhakti. Get it from the spiritual master. Therefore, a devotee says, for me, devotion to my spiritual master is more important than devotion to Lord Hari. Because if I am devoted to my spiritual master, then Lord Hari will personally reveal himself to me. How does this work, that Krishna will reveal himself to you if you are devoted to his servant? I mean, if I'm very much loving Varaja Renu, how will Shuddha become pleased with me? Vrajarenu will become hopefully pleased with me if I serve him with full dedication. But Shuddha Prabhu is a different person. He will maybe even think, oh no, Sachinandan Swami is ignoring me and he's giving his attention to Vrajarenu. But in transcendental subjects matters, if I love the servant of Krishna, Krishna feels more pleased if I love him. Yes, Krishna proved it. When he was in the brahmachari training, he once went out with his friend Sudama Vipra to collect firewood for the yakyik fire of his spiritual master Sandipani Muni. Imagine Krishna is a brahmachari, freshly shaved, so beautiful with his lotus eyes, and going into the forest. Oh, here's some wood. We could give this in the service of Sandipani Muni. But the expedition, the wood collection, became a horror trip. Storms came, monsoon-like showers of rain, so that finally Krishna and Sudama had to find a place which was high in the forest so that they would not drown in the water. Lord Krishna and Sudama, you know, this is the Leela, the pastimes, were shivering from cold. But Abnaka, they never put the wood down. They carried it over their heads so that it would not get wet from the ground. They were under a tree. And the teeth were clanging. In the morning, Sandipani Muni sent a search party to find his two disciples who were in this night storm. Maybe they came with a boat. Sandipani saw Krishna smiling with some firewood over his head. And next to him was his little friend Sudama. And both felt very blissful because they were serving their spiritual master. Krishna was showing Guru Seva is very blissful. Even if the external circumstances sometimes make it difficult, later when Krishna was the prince of Dvaraka, he met Sudama, reunion, classroom reunion, and they talked about this adventure. Yes, Lord Krishna gave an instruction about Guru Seva, what they had done at that time, huh? Krishna said, "I, the soul of all beings, am not as satisfied by ritual worships and Brahminical initiation." I'm also not satisfied by penances or self-discipline. But I'm most satisfied by faithful service to the spiritual master. Yes, yes, ya prasadat bhagavat prasadam. If we please the spiritual master, Krishna becomes pleased. He himself says this. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes quote a verse to the devotees where he would highlight that you can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead more by pleasing His servant.
Господь Читание часто говорил преданным стих, который
There is a shloka which says there is a doubt whether or not the servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will attain perfection. There is a doubt if when you say I'm just the servant of God, if you really attain perfection. But there is absolutely no doubt that those who are attached to serving his devotees will attain perfection. Yeah. Now, the devotee who is most deserving of service is the spiritual master. Who gives us knowledge. So you can get special perfection in your spiritual life if you focus your attention on serving the spiritual master. And I would like to give you a moving example of this. It's about a mataji called Malatidasi, who was a cook of Srila Prabhupada when Prabhupada stayed in Sridhar Mayapur. Who of you has visited Sridhar Mayapur? Thank you. In the beginning, there was only a straw hut of Srila Prabhupada in Sridhar Mayapur. No lotus building, conch building, temple building, nothing. Just a straw hut. The straw hut was maybe from here to there. And Prabhupada occupied the major portion of the straw hut, but there was a little curtain, and behind the curtain was Malati, who cooked on one coal burner. It was not easy. Every day she had to struggle with the treasurer to give her money for Prabhupada's vegetables. And because we had no money, it was very difficult. Every day she had to struggle with the rickshaw driver to drive her down to the boat gut and pay the right price. Every day she had to struggle with the boatman to pay the right price to go to Mayapur. To Navadvip, to get the vegetables. Then she had to struggle with the rickshaw driver in Navadvip to give her the right price to drive her to the market. And have you ever struggled on an Indian market for the right price? It can drive you crazy. She had to struggle with the sabji, the vegetable seller, to get the right price. And then she had to struggle back. Then she had to struggle to get the fire in the coal burner burning. And then every day Prabhupada would correct her on her cooking, because he wanted to train her. This is not right. The spicing is not correct. One day, Malati thought she had just made the plate perfectly. She only wanted to please Srila Prabhupada. She came in with the plate and very lovingly placed it before Srila Prabhupada. And immediately Prabhupada said, "There's too much salt on the plate." No, the salt, there's too much salt. Not that there was too much salt in the preparations, but there was the pile of salt which was placed next to the lemon and the ginger for digestion was too much. Malati was thinking, "Oh no, I never make it right. I will tell Prabhupada tomorrow that I will get another person who cooks. I will stop cooking." And as she was thinking like this, she immediately felt great relief. The next morning came. She went to Prabhupada and wanted to tell her. But Prabhupada said, "Today my god brothers are invited to come." Oh, God, said Malati, "This means I, who am a lady, will not cook." Because Prabhupada was already criticized that he allowed some of his female disciples to cook for him. His god brothers had another standard. Only brahmacharis were allowed to cook for them. So she thought, well, Prabhupada will appoint another cook. Because his god brothers were coming. But no, Prabhupada discussed with her the details of the menu. Spinach, rice, one sweet, in great detail. And she thought, because she was dutiful, "Okay, today is my last day where I cook for Prabhupada." And she went to Navadvip and struggled, like I have told you. She struggled behind the curtain. Finally, she had her offering ready. Prabhupada was on the other darshan room here, surrounded by his god brothers. Malati drew the curtain. And what happens now is very ecstatic. I will read this directly to you. She saw at the end of the room the god brothers on either side of Prabhupada. Prabhupada appeared to her like a valuable jewel flanked by a golden casing. She felt immediately intimidated. Full of fear. Now they will start to criticize. She was already on her knees. She drew her sari over her face and crawled with the plate towards Prabhupada. Ha, 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 ha her sari was over her face. And she didn't know what would come next. Imagine, this was a very intense moment in her life. Then she heard Prabhupada say to his god brothers, yes, she cooks for me. And I criticize her. But she would slit her throat for me. And I would do the same for her. This means Prabhupada loved her. If I would say I would slit my throat for Vraja Renu, this would mean I would have a great appreciation for Vraja Renu Prabhu. It's an emotional statement of great affection. I would slit my throat for you. Malati thought, have I heard properly? And she looked behind her own curtain, Zari curtain. And Prabhupada was there smiling mercifully at her. This was more of a reciprocation than she could ever have hoped. I think it is needless to say that she remained the cook of Srila Prabhupada. Jiva Goswami comments on this verse that by serving the feet of the spiritual master, one is enabled to develop transcendental ecstasy in the service of the personality of Godhead. You get some benefit by staying in the association of your spiritual master and hearing from him. But you get a special benefit if you serve him. And this special benefit which you get, this is that you get this rati rasa, this love and affection for Krishna. This special perfection is called in Sanskrit Vishishtam Phalam, means an exceptional phalam or fruit or result. You get even greater love for Krishna than if you just hear and have sadhu sangha. My dear devotees, or should I say, my dear divided selves, you can become one by love. And this love, which makes the two selves into one, and glues it, this comes by service of the spiritual master. In the Indian tradition, there is an example for this. There was once a spiritual master who would train or educate, you could say, his disciples on the other bank of a river. It was not a deep river, maybe deep like this, and the disciples could wade through it. He would give his, forest school, you could say, from early 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Then a little pause. And then from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, the second. All the disciples went and listened to him. But the personal servant had to prepare the midday meal. And he had to also bring a clean set of clothes and a towel. Because at 1 o'clock, after the spiritual master had taught, he would go in the forest and follow the call of nature. Then he would take a bath from in the river, and then he needed fresh, clean cloth. So this disciple always was there at 1 o'clock. He had the lota for the call of nature and a new set of clothes. The other disciples would joke about him. Oh, he cannot come to these wonderful lessons. Most probably he's a little simple. No, we are very learned, we get so much education and knowledge. This went on for 3 years. One day, there was a lot of rain coming. Monsoon. The river, Shishigoni Taiki Jai. The river had become very deep. The guru and the disciples had taken a boat to go to the lecture place on the other side. The disciple had his lota, the servant, yeah, and the fresh set of clothes. But the boat was on the other side of the river. And the river was so deep. How would he get over? He thought, well, I do my seva for my guru, somehow help will come. And he went into the river. When he could not continue, all of a sudden a lotus flower sprung up. This is not lotus. Then another lotus flower. Then another. So he just stepped on these mystical lotus flowers and went from one lotus flower to the next. The guru turned around. The disciples turned around. He was walking over water. The disciples went, impossible! Guru Maharaj! And the Guru said, I know, yes, Nam, I know. No problem. Someone who serves the spiritual master gets special perfection. Even more than hearing. There's great benefit by hearing the transcendental knowledge. But still more benefit by service. The example of this boy, the servant, shows this to us. The spiritual master later changed his name. I don't know what his old name was, but his new name became Padmapada, lotus feet one. Yeah, lotus nestopa, yes. From this. So I would really very, very much request all of you to think of your service of your spiritual master. Obviously, there can only be a few of us who do close or personal service to his physical body. But there are endless amounts of services which you can do for his mission. And I have personally experienced of Srila Prabhupada that he liked his missionary workers the most. I have a personal story of my own life where I felt what I have discussed today in my own personal way. See, in the beginning of my devotional service, I was translating the books of Srila Prabhupada from English into the German language. In 1974, Srila Prabhupada visited our temple in Germany called Schloss Rettershof. It was an ancient castle. Yes, and we were able to do some personal some direct service to his physical body. It's a long story, but because his masseur was ill, I could fill in the space and massage Srila Prabhupada. I was only 18 or maximum 19 years old. So I came in the room. I had a bottle of oil in my left hand and some towel in my right hand and fear in my heart. Prabhupada was there and said, "So?" I couldn't move. It's not good to have a masseur who cannot move. Prabhupada looked at me. And you must know, there was such an intense spiritual presence of Srila Prabhupada in the room. He is like you must imagine, he's like a person who has like an effulgence, or you know, there's his own personal atmosphere around him. So I started to shake. I thought I would, oh, what if I shake so much that the bottle of oil, that it will fall out of my hand and come on the ground. Ah, Krishna, I was so afraid. Prabhupada looked at me. Just do your service. It's not so easy, Prabhupada. I'm a little nervous. Come. So he... Do you know massaging? No, it's the first time. You take your hands and you go up my back like this. And then you start down again, go up. I will tell you the rest. Okay. So I first put oil. And then Prabhupada said, I went up and down. Not up and down. Up, shup, and then start again from down. Shup. Not like this, but like this, and then shup, like this again. Then Prabhupada said, harder. Harder, press harder, stronger. Smi. Smi. Always he said, harder. And finally I was like, but Prabhupada was not satisfied. It was not strong enough. He said, what do you do for service? Indicating that I am a little weak, yes. Maybe I'm lazy, and that's why I'm so weak. I said, Prabhupada, I'm trying to translate your books into the German language. Immediately, Prabhupada's whole face and everything started to change. He was so very pleased that someone would help him in his mission to preach, in this case, in Germany. And he took on a totally collegial attitude. Because Prabhupada considered himself also a translator. He said, oh, how many pages do you do a day? And then I saw, oh, the atmosphere has changed. Then I became a little nonsensical because I felt not so much pressure. Yes. I said 24 pages. This was what I did on my best day. It was once in a lifetime. But Prabhupada caught me immediately. He said, really? And I said, oh, Prabhupada, on normal days, 10 pages. This was special. Anyways, Prabhupada remained satisfied. And my dear devotees, I've never felt such a spiritual atmosphere in my whole life. How can I describe this to you? It felt that the whole room was full of a supernatural divine light. There was such an atmosphere that I felt like crying, but in happiness. It was so blissful. I thought, I want to massage Prabhupada to the rest of my life. Or better, I die now. This is my perfection. I did the hands and the arms, the chest, the legs. Finally, I thought, I hope Prabhupada allows me to massage his lotus feet. I'm sure he will never allow me to touch his feet. Because the guru takes the karma when one touches his feet. All of a sudden, Prabhupada threw his right feet bang on my lap. And he said I should crack his toes. Now my mother had told me that this is not good. And I wanted to say, Prabhupada, this is not so healthy. It's bad for the joints. But I knew he would have his own, he has his own mind. So I better follow. So I cracked his toes and his finger. But I didn't want to crack with full force. So he again said, harder. I was thinking maybe I have a finger in the hand. In the But anyways, I couldn't do it as hard as he wanted because I was afraid for Prabhupada. Later I heard it's all right to crack the fingers. So this was my experience. When I just massaged him, Prabhupada was not so satisfied because I didn't know how to massage. But when I told him I'm trying to translate, Prabhupada thought, oh, this boy is a good boy. And I feel I got the mercy of the lotus feet. So, let's go back to the problem. The problem is we have two natures in us. One wants to be a good devotee. Another is still attached to the material world. The two natures will come together if you do service to the spiritual master. Because by this service you will get a special perfection. And this special perfection will give you Rati Rasa, or the taste of love in your heart. Today I would like to end a little bit earlier because we are all very tired. Tomorrow I will give what I consider most probably my most important lecture or seminar. It will be about the two types of love of which Krishna shows his devotees. Please be there on time. And for today, I want to thank you very, very much.